This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 23, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Dice-sized crumbs of bright material have vanished from inside a trench where they were photographed by NASA's Phoenix Mars lander 4 days ago, convincing scientists that the material was frozen water that vaporized after it was exposed by the digging. Early on Thursday, digging in a different trench, the robotic arm connected with a hard surface that scientists think might be an icy layer. They've named the new trench Snow White. In other project news, Lockheed Martin believes it has a software patch that'll prevent Phoenix from a repeat of a Tuesday issue in which the lander wrote duplicate file maintenance data to its own flash drive. The glitch uses excess memory and led to a decision to download data at the end of each day rather than leaving it with Phoenix overnight. Well, Boeing's PR department can now exhale for the first time in months. The power-up sequence for the first 787 Dreamliner was completed last week. Power-on is a complex series of tasks and testing that brings electrical power onto the airplane and begins to exercise all the electrical systems. It's a big deal because the 787 makes extensive use of electrical actuators in functions traditionally done with air pressure derived from the engines. Pat Shanahan, vice president and general manager of the 787 program, called it great progress, but tempered his enthusiasm. Quote, "There is plenty of work to be done between now and first flight, but with every step forward, we grow more and more confident." Unquote. Gemini means twins, and now for the second time in 2 years, Gemini Air Cargo has filed for bankruptcy. Well, the latest filing came Wednesday last week, and according to initial reports, lists somewhere between 1 and 5,000 creditors, 100 to 500 million in assets, and about the same in total liabilities. Affiliated companies Gemini Cargo Logistics, Gemini Leasing Holdings, and Gemini Leasing have also sought protection. Gemini Air Cargo pilots, represented by the Airline Pilots Association, expressed surprise in an official statement. Quote, "We are also very troubled by the additional news that 75 crew members were terminated or furloughed. The furloughs were done in direct violation of Section 23 of our current contract, and we will take whatever steps are necessary to protect the rights of those pilots affected." Unquote. A United pilot in Salt Lake City reportedly got a cell phone call from a colleague at the gate on Thursday, just before entering the cockpit for Flight 416 to Denver. He reportedly was angered by criticism for failing to observe a union protest, which asks United pilots to remove their caps in areas where management might see the gesture in a subtle act of defiance. Energy company executive Paul Jacobson was a passenger on the flight. He told USA Today the pilot announced his intent on the PA system. Quote, "I'm roughly paraphrasing here, but the pilot came on the PA and said, 'I'm not going to go into details, but it was an interpersonal confrontation that upset me significantly to the point where I'm not focused enough to fly you to Denver,'" unquote. United spokeswoman Robin Urbanski says the airline rebooked its customers and will offer goodwill gestures, which may include miles and travel certificates for the inconvenience. She added, quote, "We will conduct a full investigation of the events leading up to the cancellation and take appropriate necessary action," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Stress testing the Piper Jet prototype. New Braunfels Municipal Airport has its hangar back. And an air ambulance pilot is arrested, but was he really drunk? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller tells us why airspeed on final approach is the most important factor in making a smooth landing. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.